Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're now going to spend a few minutes with BYU's head coach and Mark Pope on his first year on the job with the program as the HC. They had a big victory over the weekend, defeating Gonzaga by a score of 91-78, and that did snap Gonzaga's 40-game win streak in conference play. And Mark Pope is here with us on the Zach Gelb Show. Coach, thanks for the time, and how are you?
Zach, I'm good, man. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for coming on. So there's one thing to win a basketball game and defeat Gonzaga. There's another thing to go buy the fans, the students that were at the game, some food afterwards for dinner. Take me through that story and how it came about, Coach.
Oh, man, I lost my mind. So, you know, these kids have been camping out for two nights. You know, it's cold here in the Rocky Mountains. And so it's 30 degrees out. They're sleeping outside, you know, surrounded the Marriott Center for a couple nights. In fact, we played Thursday, and they went straight out and jumped in tents, stayed there Thursday night and Friday night. And so Friday night, we let them come into the gym and warm up, had a little pep rally, and it was the entire student section. It was unbelievable. And so I'm talking to them, getting them hyped up, and I lost my mind, and I'm like, we win this game tomorrow, we're all going to dinner together. a restaurant. Yeah. And so then, you know, you're lost the next day, you're lost in the game. After the game, I had to do press conference and media and radio and everything, and then talk to the team, and I had some recruits in. So I'm meeting with the recruits, and all of a sudden my ops guy's like, Coach, we got a problem. There's like 200 students down at Cubby's, man. There's like a mob scene. They're waiting for you to come. So we had a race down there. It was so fantastic. It cost me a pretty penny, but it was worth every dime. It was awesome.
How much did the bill run you, Coach?
It was a good 1,800, my friend.
1,800? So. Wow.
So, you know, my wife is not super happy with me, but it's the cost of doing business. This is a community effort. And the truth is our student section, the Rock, the Roar of the Cougar, is like nothing you've ever seen. So we're playing St. Mary's at home. You know, they're behind the basket, and they're like 7,500, 8,000 strong. And they are insane. So we're playing St. Mary's at home a few weeks ago, and St. Mary's, when they're shooting at the opposite basket in the first half, they're 5-for-5 from the free throw line. And then in the second half, they're 4-for-9. We end up winning the game on a last-second shot. I mean, this student section is unbelievable, and they help us win. It was awesome.
You must have been a hero when you're walking into the restaurant to throw your credit card down for $1,800, because I'm not that far removed from college. I know you were once a college student at Kentucky. You get something free at college, and it's like you won the lottery.
Yeah, well, that was the thing. I was like, nobody remembers that I said that. That was before the game, but they remember, man. They were. And here's the thing. So I roll in there, and you know these youngsters these days, everything happens on social media now. So I roll in there, and there's like 200 kids. Well, for the next hour, people are rolling in. People that are not even BYU fans are just jumping in line, kind of getting a free dinner. It was incredible. So, as I said, cost of doing business, it was well worth it.
How many selfies did you take that night?
Yeah, a lot, and it was so enjoyable. You know, one of the things about this BYU program that's just incredible is people just care, right? They care so much here, and then everywhere we go, it's you know, we don't travel well. There's BYU fans everywhere. So, you know, we go play in our non-conference game. Like, we went and played at Houston, at the University of Houston. There's two sections at the University of Houston gym, total BYU fans. They're just homegrown in Houston, right? So everywhere we go, and it means so much to people. And so it makes it really fun for us as a program to try and win and make them feel like they had a great experience.
Mark Pope here with us. He's the men's basketball coach for the 17th-ranked BYU team that had a huge victory over the weekend against Gonzaga. And you're 100% right on that. I went to a Princeton-BYU game a few years ago in Princeton, New Jersey at Jabin Gymnasium, and I couldn't believe how many BYU fans were there. It's really something.
Yeah, it's pretty special. It's a unique thing about this program, and it makes it really fun.
So what was the difference from the first time you guys played Gonzaga and lost 92-69 to this time around on Saturday when you beat them 91-78?
Well, there was a lot. You know, probably starting with 19,000 crazy fans, right, supporting us.
That were hungry too, right?
Yeah, they'd been fasting because they wanted to put the tab on me. And so that clearly makes a big difference. Our gym is a really special place to play. It's a hard place to go on the road and play. Equally or bigger difference was the fact that we had Yoeli Childs this time. He's kind of the face of our program, and you know, he was out with a really severely compound dislocation of his finger, so he missed the game at Gonzaga, but was able to play here, and he obviously makes us different. And probably the third most important thing was just our guys focused down the stretch. You know, in the last month, they've been unbelievable all season long, chasing, trying to accomplish something special. But, you know, we lost a game at San Francisco a month ago. And, you know, we were up 15 and we just kind of lost our minds. And I was an awful, awful coach down the stretch. And we gave up that game. And, you know, the guys have responded incredibly well. I think we're 8 in a row now. And, including wins over St. Mary's and Gonzaga and some great teams, and it put ourselves in a great position. With that last, most recent loss is a real catalyst for our guys to finally galvanize us and be committed to guarding, right? It's so important for us, and our guys are trying.
I know you were at BYU from 2011 to 2015, then became the head coach at Utah Valley. This team, though, and now you're back at BYU first year as the head coach, this team has a ton of seniors, so that's got to be a cool environment to be around, to see these guys in their final weeks of college basketball. But for you, how is that relationship coming back to the program and being that first-year head coach with a group that are seniors and expect to be making a little run in the NCAA tournament?
Well, it's been a real blessing. I mean, you know, I think any coach would be excited to be able to coach here and coach this group of guys. And their road has not been easy. You know, this team has never been ranked. No player on this team's ever been ranked. No player on this team's ever been in the NCAA tournament. You know, it's been a hard road for them. And so, so for them to hang in there, you know, Yoeli Childs was, he had an incredible offer, overseas on the table, when I got here, to make a lot of money. And, Jake Toulson, who transferred in here this summer, you know, he's being recruited by Duke and Virginia and everybody else. And, you know, TJ Hawes had stuck with the program through some personal trying times here. And, you know, Alex Barcelo transferred and joined us. And you just think of all these guys, they all, you know, either came back or stayed or jumped in. And, none of them had got where they were dreaming of going, and we have a chance right now. We have a chance to play in this tournament. We have a chance to make some noise in the WCC tournament, and these guys have earned the right to kind of feel an immense amount of pressure right now, and there's no team that's happier about that than ours. These guys have been working towards this, hoping for this, and fighting for this for four, and some guys 5 to 6 years, depending on if they transferred or served a mission for the church. And so it's been a long time coming, and I think these guys are really excited about seizing the moment.
Mark Pope here with us. His basketball team, BYU, ranked 17th in the country. And as a coach, sometimes you worry when you have a program that hasn't been to the tournament since 2014 to 2015 season. You wonder when your kids have success if there will be some complacency. But with all that you just said, that's probably not a worry of yours, right?
Well, you know, the definition of is that you worry about everything. So I'm hyper paranoid, so I always worry about everything, but I shouldn't worry so much, because that's what you get with seniors. You get guys that have kind of been through it and are, you know, that you end up being a little bit more laser focused, especially by the end of your senior year. You know, sometimes the beginning or the middle of the senior year can be hard as the reality sets in, but I do think my guys are just so hungry right now. You know, they've waited and worked a long time for this, so they're so far from satisfied about winning a few games or being ranked. This is not why they came back. They all made sacrifices to come back or stay, and so they're hungry to take the biggest swing at this they possibly can, and they're fighting for each other right now, so it's pretty fun.
You had an NBA career for a little bit, and then you went on the assistant coaching route in college with Georgia, Wake Forest, BYU, and like we said, eventually became the head coach of Utah Valley, and now back at BYU as the head man. When did you realize, Mark Pope, that you wanted to be a college basketball head coach?
It was a little bit of a long and winding road. So, you know, I was the worst player to ever put on Jerry West to ever play in that league, like, no doubt. And by some miracle, I just bounced around for a long time. I played professional basketball for a decade, right? Go figure. But the good thing for us, my wife, Leanne, and I, we're every single stop, we're thinking, okay, they're going to fire us any day. What are we going to do? So we went back to school, took all post-bac classes, and then as soon as we were done, we enrolled in medical school, went to Columbia, PNS, and I finished my third year. I was working towards the start of my fourth year, and Mark Fox, who's a dear friend, just moved to Nevada and taking the Jewish team. We've been talking for a long time, and I'm really not that smart enough to be a doctor. You know, I've kind of missed the game desperately. And so he took the job at Georgia. He's like, hey, if you want to come, you come, you know, fold laundry and be an assistant ops guy. And so my Leanne and I, we struggled with that thought for a month. We kind of fought ourselves on it. And finally we're like, we're going to go. And I'll never forget walking. I mean, Columbia is one of the top medical schools in the world, right? So I walked into my Dean Melman. I'll never forget. And I sat down and I told her, I'm going to leave. I'm going to go be an assistant ops guy and essentially fold laundry and hand out water for a basketball team at the University of Georgia. She thought I had lost my mind. And the whole thing was nerve-wracking, but I jumped in the car, drove to Georgia, stepped on the court to work an elite camp that Foxy had just, he just got there and started up. And it was an hour in, and I was like, I was born to do this, man. I don't know if I'm going to be any good at it, but I love it. And every minute since we started doing that, it has brought so much joy to me and my family. And we love it. It's such an honor and a privilege to be able to coach these young men.
Awesome, awesome story with Mark Pope. And you got to do what you want to do and enjoy in life. And that's what makes it extra fun. And your team's having a whole lot of fun. When I look at your team right away, you realize you're right at the top at 3-point percentage in the country. So we know that's a strength for your team. Give me another strength or two. And what's one thing you think your team still needs to improve on in a big way?
Well, we talk about this all the time as a strength. We're trying to have the best locker room in America. And that might sound vague, but what my guys have done so successfully all season long is, among other things in the locker room, they've been able to wake up every morning, because it is a daily decision, to fight, to put camp down their own personal agendas and sacrifice for this team. And every guy on this team has done it, and they've been willing to do it, and they're reaping the rewards right now. This team is so together. It really, I don't know if I've ever been a part of a team exactly like this, where everybody is setting aside their own personal agendas to fight for the team. So that is an incredible strength that has shown itself a lot during the season. We've needed it. Of course, you know, one of the things is, you know, we're not very big. We have some, you know, we have some frontline depth issues that are working themselves out now if we can all get healthy. And so that's a concern. And then the defensive end of the ball is really the key for us. You know, if our guys, you know, we don't have a lot of makeup ability that some teams have where you have length and athleticism and you can make up for mistakes. We have to play a nearly flawless defensive concept game for us to be really competitive, and that takes unbelievable focus and energy, and our guys are trying to do it right now. But that is the area, you know, that is the difference maker for us. We need to be able to win some games on the defensive end, and our guys are working hard to try to be able to do that.
You played some really talented teams this year, Kansas, San Diego State. You played Gonzaga, like we're talking about, twice. Who's the best team you think you've faced this year, Mark Pope?
Oof, that's really hard. These Zags, I think these Zags are as good as anybody in America. I really do. Their front line is so physical and so powerful. So they're absolutely terrific. And their backcourt is so fast. They're the fastest backcourt in transition that we played against. We went up to their place and played. And we were in the game until about seven minutes had gone away in the second half, and then they just went on a tear in transition, and we just couldn't respond. They're so fast. I think they're a great team. This Kansas team is probably, Kansas has got such extraordinary length through their whole roster, and they're obviously incredibly physical down low. And the San Diego State team, you know, they might shoot the ball in their backcourt as well as anybody. And the only thing that I said is that I still have PTSD. We played them early in the season, and we were up five with a couple minutes left, and they banked three threes in a row. And then I was, I'd been on the job for 2 weeks, and all of Cougar Nation was like, we got to fire this cat, man. He doesn't know what the heck he's doing. Get this coach out of here. So all three of those teams are really, really special, and I'm sure they're all going to have incredible successful runs in the tournament.
So for the next big victory, what are you going to promise the students, just wondering?
Oh, no, man. I'm going to Tom Holmes, see if I get a pay raise. I got to pay for this credit card bill. So
I think you'll be fine.
Maybe it'll be something like a potluck at the Pope House where we can have some free food contributions. But whatever we have to do to keep this Rock involved, man, because they make a difference. They help us win games. It is just, it's real. So it's special.
Family size should be your motto for now on. Last one for Mark Pope. Coach, before we let you run, that 1996 championship team at Kentucky that you were a part of, all these years later, what do you take away from that run?
Well, it was, I'll tell you what, I wish every player could have a chance to experience that. I say that for a couple of reasons. One is because it was so special. Like, every moment of the entire run is just indelibly inked in my mind and heart forever. And then the best part of it is these guys that I got to go through that with, they're still some of my closest friends in the whole world. And even when we don't see each other for 10 years, you walk into the room together 10 years later, and it's just like we haven't missed a beat. It's just a brotherhood that's so special. It's the best part about basketball.
Coach, we really do appreciate it. Good luck. It's been such a great story at BYU this year. Congratulations, and best of luck moving forward.
Thanks, Zach. Have a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.